Aleph Iyar Hashanah Tav Shin Mem Aleph Bli Ayin Hora, May 15th, 1981, Shir Im Harav Aaron Soloveitchik, Masechet Chulin, Perak Shlishi, Elu Treifos.
Elu Treifos Zevein, Mikumes Aveishet. In other words, if the esophagus was pierced, was perforated, even Bimashu, Upsukes Agaveres, the windpipe, Bimashu, does not become a trefe, but only if it is severed, Berube. The rove of the heket, of the circumference of the Gaveres, of the windpipe. Nikar Kum Sholmeach, if the membrane that of the brain so was pierced. Nikat alevi beischoli. If the heart was perforated into its cavity, in other words, suppose the naked didn't go through the whole membrane of the heart. Just a superficial naked, so then it's not rape. But if it penetrates completely and into the cavity, so then it's rape. Nishgaro Hashetrev Nifsek Achuchomo. That's one thing. Chodi. Utrefe the day Mishim Chutu. Vinishgaro Hashetrev Diktone Uche de Milsenoka. The Psikas Achut al Nishvir Hashetrev. So the important thing is that the cord, the spinal cord, was severed. So it's a trefe. Nidal Akobe Ivo Ishtayer Menoklum. In other words, if part of the liver was cut out and a portion of it remained, now the whole liver was removed, so then it's not rape. But if the whole covet was removed, now the Gemara mentions that there is a machlokes. One mandoma says that if just the mashu of the liver remains, that's not enough. Only if a substantial portion of the liver remains. Kidei kazayis. But if less than a kazayis remains, so it's still a trefe. Alright. Horei shenikvo. If the lung was perforated, oishachosho, there is, even though it was not perforated, but there is a chisori midifni. In other words, there is a diminution. And in a diminution in the rain. So, So according to Reb Shimon, when is a trefe only if the naked is, if it becomes pierced up to the bronchus. The bronchus. Now, in a behemoth, so we have four stomachs. So, one is the food. When a behemoth eats, so first the food goes into the first stomach, then into the second stomach, then into the third stomach, then into the fourth stomach. Now, the first stomach is the stomach that joins the gullet, the esophagus. So, that's keras. In English, it's called rumen. Then, from the keres, it goes into the basakasis, the reticulum. There's the second stomach, the reticulum. Then, from the second stomach, the food goes into the hemsis, the same word. So, and then from the hemsis, it goes into the fourth stomach. Ebomesis, that's the cable. So in other words, the first stomach is keres, the woman, and the second stomach, the reticulum, is the basakasis, the third stomach, the hemsis, is the omesis, and the fourth stomach is the cable. That's the ebomesis. So, nikvo Hatin bo, this is the fourth stomach. So just before the dakin, before the intestines. So if that was perforated, so it's impaired. Nikvo hamor, the gallbladder. If the gallbladder was pierced, it's also impaired. Nikvo hadakin. So it is, if the intestines were perforated, it's all safe. Now, hakeres apimi shenikvo shenikra leva haitzeno. So this is, there is a whole discussion in the Gemara, so it's not so simple. The other thing, so there is no shaila what it means. But what is called the inner woman and what is called the outer woman, so there is a discussion in the Gemara, and that, I mean, we're not going over that piece of Gemara. So hakeres apimi shenikvo. In other words, if the inner woman, the inner keres was pierced, or if the major portion of the outer woman, whatever it means. So, that's in regard to nikra reva chitzeno. So, adbeimo is tefach. If it's a big, a behemo, so then as long as there is nikra to the extent of itefach, even though it's not wrong. But maktano, even though it's less than wrong, the keras. But if it's beruba, if the outer woman was torn, beruba, so it's already frayed, even though it's less than itefach. Hence, so there's a cases, shenikvu lechut. In other words, lafuke. If there is an ekev in the hemses and it's protected by the membrane, by the membrane of the besakeses, or vice versa. So in other words, so then it's not a trefor. Only if there is no protection. Shenikvu lechut. Now, another trefor is noflo min agag. Why? So noflo min agag is the all the other treifes that are mentioned in the Mishneh, so it's that matter per se that makes it the treife. Not for the nagag, it's not the nefila per se. But if it falls off a certain height, so then it's very likely that it will involve a risuki vori. So the reason as to why it's a treife is because of the risuki vori, not because of the nefila. Suppose it falls down from a great height and it falls upon pillows, upon a pile of pillows, where there is no risk of worry, it does not become a trait. So, nishtabru reif tzalisel. In other words, if most of the ribs were broken, in other words, there are 22 ribs, 11 on each side, 22 ribs. So, if 12 ribs are broken, so then it's a treif. Udrusa sazin. Now, one of the treifes is drusa. And as a matter of fact, according to the Rambam, so this is the major treif. Drusa is even more chobot than the other treifes. We'll see. Drusa means if it was clawed, let's say, by a lion. So why is it a treif? Because when a lion claws a behemoth, a lion or a wolf, so then it injects its venom into the behemoth. So it's a trefor because of the venom that was injected. As a matter of fact, it might sometimes, a behemoth might be clawed by a lion, but if we make a bdike and we see that there are no marks, no red marks, so that means that the clawing was very superficial, and it wasn't done in such a way that the lion injected its venom, its poison, into the system of the behemoth. So then it's not a trefor. So then it's not a trefor. Utrusa zazei, Rabbi Yudaim, utrusa zazei bitako. So if it's a behemoth, tako, white sheep, a lamb. So then, even if it was clawed by a zeb, it becomes a treif. But drusari bigas. But if his 8-foot claw, let's say a bull, a behemoth, gaso, so then it wouldn't become a tail. But only if a lion would claw a gaso. Now, the same trait for truso that applies to a behemoth applies to birds too. To birds too. Now, a behemoth has to be clawed by beasts. A lion, a wolf, mashenkin bird can be clawed by other birds. So, drusa sameitz biok. Neitz is a hawk. Now, a hawk is, in all languages today, is the symbol of prey. In other words, what? Because we say one who is a militarist, who is in favor of war, is called a hawk. A dove and a hawk. So, according to the liberal Jews, and of course liberal non-Jews, so Menachem Begin is a hawk, according to them. So why is the term hawk applied? Because a hawk is a typical bird of prey. So in other words, so that's why the Mishnah says, Drusa Sameit Biof. In other words, Biof Adak. Drusa Sameit Biof Adak. Because just as you have among behemoths, you have behemoth Dako, and you have behemoth Gaso, so birds are also classified into of Agas and of Hadak. Of Hadak. So the names, the of Hadak. In other words, if it's an of Hadaki bird, an of Dak, not an of Gas, that means it's a smaller type of a bird. So even if the hawk clawed was Dairies, an of Hadak, it becomes straight. But if it's an of Hadas, so only if it was clawed by the gas. Now what is gas? Nates is a hawk. What is gas? So that two pshotim. According to some pshotim, or according to one pshat, gas is descriptive of a falcon. And according to another pshat, gas is descriptive, refers to a vulture. Now we see from this Mishnah that the hawk is not the biggest bird of prey. Now, because we see that an ophagas, a big bird, a big fowl, cannot become a trefet by being clawed, by being nidras, by a hawk. Only an ifadak can become a trefet by being nidras, by a hawk. But an ifagas, only if it is nidras, by a gas. In other words, gas here is Ishima Prat, you see. Gas is a general name, means something big. We say Eifa Gas. But Gas is also Ishima Prat. So that refers either to a falcon or to a vulture. So we see from this Mishnah that a hawk is not the biggest bird of prey. A falcon or a vulture is even a bigger bird of prey than a hawk. So how is it that the nations today so consider the hawk as the biggest bird of prey? All right, that I don't know. Anyway, Zakla, Kol Shein Kobeo Chayotrei, Eutrei, Kol Nekev Vimash, Psuko, Lirorbo, Birubo, Libishole, Vim Ligia, Lichol, Kotonesei, Vedikshiro, Nishbara, Shedra, Vinifsekahu. So that's one thing, it's not two items. Chodi, Utreves the day Mishum Chutu. Why did it become Israifo? Why Itreifo? Because the spinal cord is broken. It's severed. Not because the Shedre is broken. Vinishbara Hashedre, Diktone Urche de Milsenoka, the Psukat Hachut, Al the Shvira Shedre, Oishachos, Bigmore Pori Chaimenek. So the Gemara gives the Teretz that we are dealing with the Chisorim Mibifnim, and in a diminution, sometimes the long just becomes, internally becomes diminished, because of a disease, for whatever reason. So that's chos. Simpenis, that's the bronchi. Can you call it tanis and mispashtis bitichareya? Sha'adam neveyabo kishachitchenis. Hakeres apnimis, though that's there is a discussion. What is keres apnimis? So there is a discussion. In other words, it's a certain portion of the woman. It's the portion of the woman that joins the esophagus. That is keres apnimis. Alright. Mshenikul imashu riva, it's in the middle of the forest. Then we can only gas of the Daka Koma. El al share cotton, because we share God, in Mikra Tefach, we share it, but that we have a book. And if it's it is a share cotton, a baby share, so if it's the Rube, even though it's not a Tefach, so it's already trained. Hem says, there's the amasis, that's the third stomach. Ubisakensis is the second stomach, the reticulum. A safe akeris, shekoyim panzo, also tikeva, we call ubisakensis, the hemsis mechuba. We saw the son of Chibom, that Mardil and Yishdei fell was there, and we were there. Ubemza and Shev Chizel is here there. Vamachal nichnas, mi bisakensis le hemsis. ומהמצס לקייבו ומהקייבו מדק שניקבו לחוץ שהנקד נראה בחוץ וכן שניקבו אוי זה אוי זה שלא ידעו כאן חלבון להפוק כשניקבו מחלבון בשתי ניסיין והנקד פלח מחור ושל זה ולחור ושל זה so נופו מן הגג ושוח את המייעת חייב אף על פי שאין שבע נראה בו חיש so why is נופו את חייב not because of the nefile per se but because of the risu kivori that the nefilah might entail. She nisrasko v'nisbao po evarel v'intam v'treifes she'alochem levei she'bisinayim u'vigmor omar she'insho asom v'israelis v'insho hato k'sheiro v'yavol pi shaloyom. In other words, if let's say it for misles for 24 hours it lived, so it's a raya that there was no risu kivori נשתב רייף על ישראל ולא ישם נפילו, רייף, ומבור מפורש מי רייף. So רייף means 12 ribs, because there are 22 ribs altogether. תרוצס הזה אם שהיקו בצרפונו, ומטל בו ארץ. So why is it רייף? Because it injects the venom, the poison, ויסי אופו. בידק, אבל בגסו, so the zeiv is incapable of injecting the venom in a gasp. In other words, so we are in zero military. We trust a sari be gasp. We coach him with that. We tell the kames of all in zero disease from military in our gasp. So there is a machlekes between Tanakame and Rabune. Because Tanakame says, Utrusa Sazei, why doesn't he say, Trusa Sari? If the Tanakame had agreed with the Shita of Rabune, that only Trusa Sazei is only Bidako. And the only Trusas Ari is even Bigaso. So then he should say Trusas Ari, not Trusas Azei. The fact that Tanakame says Trusas Azei, so that implies that according to Tanakame, even if the Zeib was there as a Gaso, so it also becomes a Trefe. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. A Zeib only if it was there as a Dako, being Dako, not if it was there as a Behemo Gaso. Hanayitz Ashto, that's a hope. Beif Adak, Zipedem Leib, Utrusis Adas, Beif Adas, Abreze Litangel. I mean, geese and the hen. Zeakwal, with more than first Asuyaman, Kolchen Komeo Chayo, Shelokso, Mako, Shein Beheimo, Likuyo, Dugmoso, Ruyuo, Lichis. So the Gemore mentions, the Mishnah mentions a cloud. What is it trade in a general way? If the behemoth is afflicted with that kind of an organic defect, with an organic defect, on account of which it will die. In other words, if it has a fatal matter, so that's a trait. So I mean, if that is the cloud, so then why does the Mishnah mention what makes a behemoth treifa and what is not a treifa. All we have to do is just to ask the doctors what matches in a behemoth are fatal. I mean, so it's not so pushy that any marker that is fatal makes the behemoth a treifa. Now suppose a behemoth has cancer. So today we know that cancer is fatal. Certain types of cancer are fatal, and doctors can't do anything about it. So, but cancer is not mentioned in the Mishnah and Gemara among the makas that make behemoth a treifa. So it's not so poshut when the Mishnah says, Zeh klal kol shein kameh chayo treifa. If that had been the real klal, so all we have to do is to find out from doctors what matches in a behemoth are fatal and which are not fatal. So it's not so poshut. There is an Indian of treifa that the Rambam leaves it up to the doctors, not the treifa of behemoth, but the treifa of other. There is a halacha that if a person kills a treifa, he is potter of Mrs. Bezit, he is Ritzayach, and he is potter of Mrs. Bezit. So the Rambam says, in Perik Beis Milches Ritzayach Ushmer Hasnefesh, halacha ches, ha'irik is a treifa. Aval pisha yichel vishe yisum ala bishu kari de potam in yo odom. Vichol odom bechets kasholi. Ve'er gine arak ad shiv odom bevada ish ez a treifo. Ve'yem ro arifim shema kuzu eim oto olo. Bo odom u bo yom uz im lo yim isenu do barache. So, in regard to treife or podom, the Rambam says, who is a treife? We have to ask doctors. In other words, let's say, if somebody will kill a person who suffers from tuberculosis. So today, if you ask doctors, a person who has tuberculosis, is it fatal? They'll tell you, no, it's not fatal. Let's say, 60 years ago. So if somebody had tuberculosis, all the doctors said, it's fatal. There is no cure. So according to the Rambam, in regard to treifa sodom, that is a gavra tele, so if 60 years ago a person killed a tuberculosis patient, he was potter of Mrs. Best. Today, if a person will kill a tuberculosis person, he'll be higher than Mrs. Best. Let's say today, if a person will kill a person who has terminal cancer, he will be potter of Mrs. Best. Maybe a year later, a cure will be discovered. So then, if a person will kill another person who has terminal cancer, and once a cure is discovered, he will be higher with the peasant. So it can vary. I mean, who is a treifa? In regard to treifa's other, not in regard to treifa's vein. So now let's see, what does the Rambam say about the doctor's opinion in regard to treifa's vein? In regard to treifa's other, so the Rambam says we have to consult doctors. But what do you mean doctors? Which doctors? Doctors in the 12th century or the doctors in the 20th century? Or doctors in the 21st century? The answer is the contemporary doctors. So it might change as far as Gavrik Taylor is concerned. So a tuberculosis patient years ago was a Gavrik Taylor. Today is not a Gavrik Taylor. Today a cancer patient is a Gavrik Taylor. Maybe a few years later he will not be a Gavrik Taylor. How about treifas of behemoth? Do we also apply the same principle? So we'll see what the Rambam says in regard to treifas of behemoth.
One second,
we'll discuss that. Now the Rambam in Perik Yud of Hilchas Shechita, Halacha Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, very important for Halachas. The Rambam says, Vein Lehesiv, so you see, the Rambam himself was a big doctor, and the Rambam was aware of the fact that even though the Mishnah says, Zeaklau, Kol Shein Komeo Chayot Reifo, so that is the simen whereby we determine whether a behemo is a treifo or a behemo is not a treifo. So still the Rambam was aware of the fact that there are many treifes that are mentioned in the Mishnah as treifes, the behemo, let's say, Nikavareya, the longing is perforated, in Ekev Mashik. So, if you ask the doctor, a behemoth has a perforated lung, can it live? So the doctor will tell you, can perform an operation. I mean, there are all kinds of ways the behemoth can live. Behemoth can live. So the Rambam was aware of it. And then the reverse, the converse, is also true. The many of the treifes that many of the things that if a behemoth is afflicted with it, it cannot live. Let's say if a behemoth has cancer, the doctors will tell you it cannot live, it's fatal. Much more fatal than a perforated lung, and still it's not a treifa. So the question arises, what is it? The Mishnah says here, Zeachlau, Kolchein Komeo Chayo Treifa. But we see one has nothing to do with the other. Now let's see what the Rambam says. In Perek Yud, Milcha Shechita Halacha Yudbeis. Vein Lehesif Al Treifa Seilu Klal. We cannot be Mesif. Let's say, suppose somebody would say, well, since cancer is definitely fatal, so let's add it to the treifes, that if a behemoth has cancer. So sometimes it happens when a behemoth is slaughtered in the slaughterhouse. My brother once had such a case, and then we found that behemoth had cancer. Behemoth had cancer. All right, so, but we cannot be lazy. Vein Lehesif Al Treifa Seilu Klal. שכל שאירה לבהימו ולחיו ולאיב חוץ מאלו שמונו חכמידיריס או בשני והסכימו עליהם בבוטית אל ישראל אפשר שתחיה ואפילו נדע לנו מדרך או רפואו שאין סייפו לחיוס. So the Rambam says that if a behemo has a certain Mako, that is not one of the makas mentioned in the Mishnah, in the Brayse, in the Gemara, even though it's Nidalon Miderach Orfuo, Shein Sefer Lichyeis, it's still not a treifa. Why isn't it a treifa? Why isn't it a treifa? Because the doctors don't know, or it's not a treifa even though the doctors know. How is it Mashal Rosh Rambam? So the Rambam says, שכל כשאירה לבהימו ולחיו ולאיב חוץ מאלו שמונו חכמידי לצור שני והסכימו עליהם בבוטים ישראל אפשר שתחיה. So the Rambam mentions a clause. You should know that if a behemo has a mako that is not mentioned in Hilchas Treifes, so then it's not a treifa. Even though the doctor says it's definitely fatal. So, why isn't it treifa? So, we could say in two ways. Either it's not a treifa because it's not a treifa. A behemoth, the isa treifa, applies only to behemoth that has one of the markers mentioned in Hilchas Treifes. If it's not afflicted with any of the markers mentioned in Hilchas Treifes, it's not a treifa, period. Whether it can live or it cannot live. But the Rambam doesn't say that. Because if the Rambam had meant that, so the Rambam should say, שכל שאירה לבהמו ולחיו אליהם, חוץ מאלו שמונו חכמידי לישראל שני, והסכימו עליהם בבודדים לישראל, אף על פי שיאפשר לו לחייס, אף על פי שנדע לנו מדרך רפואה, שיצא פה לחייס, מכל מוקים לא יחד את חייס, Eino treifo. He doesn't say that. He says, he explains it. Efshar shetichye. The reason as to why it's not a treifo is because, never mind, did the doctor say it's fatal? What did the doctor say? That the cancer is fatal because medicine has not advanced to such a stage of progress to find a cure for cancer. But there is definitely a cure, but we doctors don't know. So, years ago, 60 years ago, they didn't know a cure for tuberculosis and for many other diseases. And now we know. Yes.
How about if it's possible for the doctors to come up with a cure for one of the traits that are mentioned?
One second, wait. I mean, there's another one now. So the reason is why the Rambam says that anything that is not mentioned in Hilchas Treifes does not make the behemoth a treifo is because it can live. But the doctors say it can't live. The doctors don't know. The doctors don't know. I don't understand some of the so-called Jewish historians who say that the Rambam was saying Talmid Gemara and this and that. I mean, if they had any sense in their minds or if they knew anything about the Rambam, so they would know that the Rambam did not belong to their circle. When the Rambam says with so much certainty, the Rambam says, "Efshe shetichi." How does the Rambam know? What? How does he know? In other words, all the doctors in the world say that if a behemoth has cancer, it's definitely fatal. There is nothing in the world that can make her recover and be well. The behemoth. Still, the Rambam says no. How does he know what he was in Nobi? Because of Emunah in Divrei Chazal. Since the Mishnah says Zeaklal. So the Mishnah says here in so many words that if a behemoth has a makeh out that is definitely fatal, so then it's a treifo. Now, if cancer is definitely fatal, so then the Mishnah should mention cancer. The Mishnah does not mention cancer, so it's a raya. That even though it's not definitely fatal, there is a way, but we don't know how. We don't know how. All right, now the next halacha. V'chein elu shemonu v'yomru shehein treifo. Af al pi sheyire b'darki ofuo shebiyodenu shemiktsoso neinu mimisim v'yefsha shetichye mehen elu yichoelo ma shemonu chachomim. That's the compass. In other words, suppose it's one of the makis that is mentioned in Hilchas Treifes. Nikvareya, perforated lung. Or let's say it is nikvadaki. Intestines, perforated intestines. So it is a treif. But bidarki of fuo, we know that it can live. It's not definitely fatal. So the efshe shetichye mehen. So it's still a treifo. It's still a treifo. So we would expect, since the Mishnah mentions that criterion of treifo, kol shein komeo chayo, that the Rambam should say, just as the Rambam expressed the criticism of the knowledge of the doctors in Aloch Yuvais, he should equally express a criticism of the knowledge of the doctors in Aloch Yud Gimutu, and he should say, V'chaleinu shemonu v'yomru shehen treifo, avo kishinirem darke ofuo shem yadeinu, shemikzoson eino mimisin, v'yefsha shetichye mehen, ein ze nochein masho arifim eimrein. The Rambam should say. Because if it happened to, so the Mishnah wouldn't mention Nikvo Reyo as a treifo, because after all the criterion of treifo is in a chayo. And if it had been true that the behemoth can live very well with a perforated lung, with perforated intestines, so it shouldn't be a treifo. So mainly what the doctors say, that it can live, so it's not true. Just as the Rambam was so certain in Aloch Yudbeis to defy what the doctors say, because from the Mishnah it appears that it's not true, So he should say the same thing in Alochim Gimel. Here he doesn't say. He doesn't criticize the doctors. He only, in Alochim Yudveis, he defies the doctor's opinion. He says, Efshashatichi, never mind what the doctor says, that with cancer and behemoth cannot live. Efshashatichi, we don't know. In Alochim Yudgimel, he doesn't defy the doctor's opinion. In other words, he says, on the contrary, he accepts what the doctor says. Some of the treifas mentioned in the Mishnah are not treifas at all. Perforated lung. So, a behemoth can live the normal span of life with a perforated lung, with perforated in intestines. So, and still, but the treifas is anyway. So what the doctor says is true. It can live with a perforated lung. But it's a treifa anyway. So what we see, what I'm saying, Abba Pishinir and Darke of Hua Shabirim, Shabikhtosan and Nisim, the Efsha Shatir Yemen, it is established by medicine that a behemoth can live with a perforated lung. Aimi Choyla Mashamon Chachomi, Shenema Lapetia Shiok. So he doesn't define what the doctor says. In Alochim Yudveis, he defines what the doctor said. And now Alochim Gimel, he doesn't define what the doctor said. Now, so there is a remarkable mitzvah. Nisper Misham Mikdobo, and Mishpot. It's a remarkable mitzvah, really. And the posik of Uposo Basho de Trifel is a Hebrew, like Yelet Ashlichnes. So, the Nitziv in Hamikdobo, in Harachidobo, he mentions these two Rambams, and he says, from the Rambam we see that there are two Alochas of Trifas. There are two Alochas of Trifas. And we'll see that Moshe Rambam, first of all, there is one Alocha of Trifas that is based upon the Alocha of Mishnah Sinai. The Gemara says, Yutres Trifas, Alocha of Trifas. So in other words, there are Yutres Trifas, Halacha l'mishne sinai, that the behemoth is a treifa. That the behemoth is a treifa. Now, the Gemara says treifa in a chayo. So when the Gemara says treifa in a chayo, it doesn't mean that's only a statistical fact. There is a machlokes tanoim, whether treifa is chayo or treifa in a chayo. So now, according to the Mandoma who says that treifa is chayo, so he certainly couldn't say that a behemoth who has a perforated lung, so is it treifa because it's fatal, it must die. Because it says treifa chaya, and still it's also a treifa. So why is it osea? Not because it's destined to die on account of this matter, but because that's the halacha in Sinai, that makes certain organic defects, certain markers make the behemoth into treifa, even though they can live. So, even the Mandoma who says treifa is ainah chayo, so it's only a simet. It doesn't mean that it becomes a treifa because it's ainah chayo. It's a simet. It's a simet. And according to the Rambam, the Nitziv says, now, according to the Rambam, when we say that a behemoth that has one of the treifas, let's say perforated lung, cannot live. It cannot live for more, it cannot survive for more than 12 months, than it makes reach. Now, first of all, there is a machlekes. Most poskim say, that according to Mandoma, treifa in a chayo, what does it mean in a chayo? More than it makes reach. So, memele, suppose a behemoth has a sophic treifa. We don't know. Let's say a lion entered his stable, and we don't know which behemoth it was dairies, which behemoth it wasn't dairies. So if a certain behemoth in that stable survived for 12 months after the lion entered, so then we can eat the behemoth. Because had it been a treifa, it wouldn't survive for more than 12 months. So the union of Yudveis Chedesh is mentioned in regard to Sophic treifa. If we don't know whether the behemoth is afflicted with the makos, that is a treif or not, if it survives for 12 months. So, let's say, in regard to the floor, so we don't have to wait 12 months, only 24 hours. Because if it survived for 24 hours after it fell off from the height, so that's a raya, that there was no risky worry. If there had been a real risky worry, it wouldn't even survive 24 hours. But in regard to the other treifes, let's say, we don't know whether a lion clawed a certain behavior or not, so if it survived 12 months, it's a raya. But because had it been a treif, it wouldn't survive 12 months. So most poskim say, most rishonim say that it means that all behemoths, treifes, cannot survive for more than 12 months. The mashal sheet is, and it's much more than the real sheet is also like that, but the mashal is the one whom all the poskim mention. He says, when we say, behemo in a chayo, he passed the mandoma, behemo in a chayo, it only means real treifes in a chayo. I mean, behemo treif in a chayo, it means real treifes in a chayo, but they are mil behemes, treifes, who are chayos. So, from the mashal, we certainly can deduce that it's not behemo chayo that makes it into a treif. It's a treif because of the aloch lemesh misinai, because it has one of the yutches treifes. So it's a treif. But, it's a statistical fact that any, when a behemo has one of these yutches treif markets, so it's in the chayo. So according to most poskim, all treifes are in chayos more than 12 months. According to Marshall and Miri, only roif treifes in chayos yesam in ves chayos. But in miut chayos. But from Marshall we certainly can deduce that it's only a statistical thing, the in chayo. Only as a simen to be used in connection with the sofit treif. But if it is a vadai treifo, even though we know that it is chayo, so it's not a treifo, so it is still a treifo. It is still a treifo. If it has a perforated lung, and somehow we know that it can live. Let's say, suppose there'll be a shimata. Sometimes, I mean, poskim mention that certain things, there was a Shinra Teva in the course of the thousands of years, there is a Shinra Teva. So that wouldn't mean, let's assume that years ago a behemoth, I mean, I don't think that it is so, but let's assume that years ago, let's say thousands of years ago, so a perforated lung was fatal. Not because it was fatal, not because they didn't know any cures, but it was fatal. And now the Teva changed, and it's not fatal. So you wouldn't say, since the Teva changed, and the perforated lung is not fatal anymore, so it's not a treifo. No, it has nothing to do with that. A behemoth is a treifo because it is afflicted with a mako, one of the utres treifos, aloch lemesh misinai. Whether it's chayo or not chayo, it doesn't make any difference. Voraye, one mandoma says, every treifo is chayo. So even the mandoma who says, treifo in a chayo, the marshal says, it only means real treifo is in a chayo. And the mute treifo is achayo. Achayo. And even that mute, achayo, are still treifo. So it's a raye that the in a chayo is only a simen. It's not an essential fact that makes the behemoth into a treifo. So that's the double portion. That's why the Rambam says Alochi Yedgimu V'chineinu shemonu v'yomru she'in treifo Aval pi she'yire b'darki ha'ofuah Shem yodeinu Shem k'tsoso neinu m'misin V'yefshah she'tichye mehen Einu l'choe lo ma shemonu chachomim She'nemar al pi ateinu asher yeruch Al pi ateinu asher yeruch. So he doesn't say the doctors say something that is not true. No, he accepts what the doctors say. We know from medicine that a perforated lung is not fatal. A perforated intestines are not fatal. But is it treifa anyway? What did the Mashal say? Every treifa that is mentioned in the Mishnah. So a mute of them, maybe 49% of them, might live, and still, even the 49% that do live, are treifa just like the 51% that do not live. So it's higher than the Eile Chayim is only statistical fact. Fact. It's not an essential fact. It's not a thing that makes the behavior the thing. That's a double question. But so the question arises, if so, why does the Rambam say in Halacha Yudveis, Vein Lehin Sifal Trefes Eilu Klau, Shekol Shir Ale Behilo Lechayo Leiv, Chutz Meilu Shemonu Chachmidi Riso Rishayim, V'yiskimu Aleim V'yibotei Yisrael, אפשר שתיחיה ואפילו נהי גלו מדרך אופו שיסי פוליחס. Now let's take a basic example. Let's say a behavior has cancer and all the doctors say it's fatal. So the Rambam says it's not a trifle. So the Rambam says it's not a trifle because it can live. Never mind what the doctors say. They don't know. They're not so advanced. Why does the Rambam have to say that? And the Rambam was not the type of a person who had an innate desire to criticize doctors. I mean, no one will be chesed the Rambam of that. So if the Rambam says, Efshe Setichye, so because the Rambam was convinced that from the Mishneh, from the Gemara in Chum, it appears that any Mako that is not mentioned in the Gemara in Hilchas Treifes, in Chum, so is not fatal. Because if it had been fatal, if the Mishneh in Chum would mention it as a trefo, since the Mishneh, the Gemara in Chum, does not mention cancer as a trefo, a cancer behavior as a trefo, so it's a raya that it can live. But the question is, if the Rambam had held that the Shem Treifo is based upon the Inuichinechayo, then we could understand as to why the Rambam, with so much conviction, says, Efshir Shetich, Miderech, Ofur Sheishet Mechis. Because Machmasimune, in Chazal, the Rambam was certain, he was convinced that the doctors are not right. But since the Rambam Shikin is, and we mentioned, that Chayo Eina Chayo is not important, it's only a coincidental, accidental fact, a statistical fact, it's not an essential fact, it's not a thing that makes the behemoth into a treifo or not into a treifo. So the Rambam could say, Vafilu Meidal on the Biderech Hafur, Shein Seifo Lichyeis. Shein Seifo Lichyeis. So still, it's not a treifo, true it's fatal, but treifo, no treifo, has nothing to do with fatal, not fatal. So the Tziv says, it's a riot that according to the Rambam, there are 2 halachas of treifes. There is 1 halacha of treifes that is based upon the halacha of Mishnah Sinai. You trust treifes. And then there is another halacha of treifes that if a behemoth is afflicted with an organic defect. I say organic because that's important. Sometimes it might be, a behemoth might be affected with a functional defect, not organic. So then it wouldn't be a treifa even though it's fatal and there is no cure. But only when there is an organic defect, a diminution, something is missing, something was cut out, or there is a neke, when there is an organic defect, not just a functional defect.
Does that include cancer?
One second, let me finish it, please.
Cancer, please.
Cancer is an organic defect.
Yeah.
Because call Yesak and Otodon. So that's an organic defect. So you couldn't explain cancer that it's not a treifa because it's functional. Cancer is a basic example of an organic defect, not of a functional defect. So Mimele, the Rambam holds, this is what the Tziv says, the Rambam holds that there are 2 halachas of treifas. There is 1 halacha of treifas that is based completely on the halacha of Mishnah Sinai. And that doesn't depend whether chayo or no chayo. So one mandoma says chayo and the other mandoma says ein chayo. And even the mandoma who says ein chayo, the Tziv says, and there is a raya from this Rambam, that now the question arises, when we say treifa ein chayo, what does it mean ein chayo? Ein chayo, if the behemoth is left alone and no medical aid is administered to the behemoth. So then it's in a chayo. In other words, a behemoth with a perforated lung and no therapy is given to the behemoth, so then it cannot live for more than 12 months. But suppose therapy is administered, then it can live. So the Ramban says, the Ramban, Daf Nun Dalet, he mentions it, I think Daf Ein Zayin, what he mentions, the raya from the Gemara Daf Nun Dalet, that when the Gemara says treifa in achayo, it means with all the medical aid, the therapy that will be given. So it's still in achayo. It's still in achayo. But the Tziv says the Rambam Shita is to the contrary. The Arayas, the Rambam Shita is to the contrary. That when the Gemara says treifa in achayo, which is only a coincidental fact, a statistical fact, not an essential fact, but even as a coincidental, accidental, statistical fact, it only means ein chayo more than 12 months if the behemoth is left alone and no medicine is applied to him. But suppose medical aid is administered to the behemoth, then a behemoth with a perforated lung can live. So in other words, according to the Rambam, you can test the kashi. How is it we see so many treifas and they live, the behemoth and the human being? The answer is, why do they live? Because medical aid is given. But without medical aid, so let's say, of course, a behemoth or a human being could not walk around for a long time with a perforated lung, but goes to the hospital and medical aid is given, especially if surgery is performed. So then, he can live. But, so when the Rambam holds that when does the Gemara say that treifa in achayo, which is only an accidental fact, that is, if the behemoth is left alone, and no refuah is applied to the behemoth. But By means of refuah, it can. The Ramban is chilek. The Ramban is chilek, and the Ramban says, now why is the Ramban chilek? Why is the Ramban chilek? Because of the Gemara Daf Nun Dalet. Daf Nun Dalet Amud Dalet. The fifth line above the Mishnah, at the bottom, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Dalet. So there is a Mishnah. So the fifth line above the Mishnah, Rav Pope Barabe Rishbe. Rav Pope Barabe was a Rishbe. In other words, he was a hunter. Moche Bikulye Vikat. So as a hunter, he wanted to kill a behemoth or a chayo. So what did he do? He cast arrows, and he aimed that the arrow should hit the place of the kidney. So that way, he was successful in killing chayos, killing behemoths that way. Why he did it? I don't know. It's not mentioned. So. Also, it came to Rav Abbe. So some came before Rav Abbe, and he said, since it was demonstrated that when a behemoth is hit in the kidney, is injured in the kidney, so then the behemoth dies, so that should be mentioned among the traders, that an injured kidney, because what I, we see that Rav Pope Barabe, every time he casts an arrow at the place of the kidney and it hits the behemoth in that place, in other words, so that the kidney is injured, the behemoth dies, so that should be included in the treifes. Omaruhu, so Rav Abbe said, Chas v'sholem, v'chirehisif ala treifes yesh. You want to add on the treifes that are mikubutas? You cannot add to the treifes. That's the halacha that the Rambam mentions. What does the Rambam say? That if he says, so he says, "Vafilu neigel on a miderech halfuah she'ain seifal yichyes, she'ain seifal yichyes." So still you cannot add. So he says, "Vok hasinu dikomeise." So the Gemara is the kasha. But why is it that life? But we still see that it is. We still see that it is that he dies. So Gemara says, "Gemire di batro lo some chay." Di batro lo some chay. No, the reason is why it's not mentioned among the treifes. Let's say an injured kidney, a behemoth whose kidney was hit by an arrow, an injured kidney, because there is a cure for it. The reason is why these behemoths died, because those who attended to that behemoth didn't know the cure. So the Ramban mentions a raya from this Gemara, so it's a raya that when the Gemara says treifa in a chayo, it doesn't mean that it's in a chayo if it is left alone without any medical aid being administered. But it means that even with all the medical aid being administered, it's still in the chayim. So, because otherwise, the Gemara say, why does the Gemara say, the batrul osom echayim? But if you are going to say that in a chayim means only when medical aid is not given, So, it should still be included in the as a treif, because when it's in a chayo without medical aid being given. So the answer is no. When the Gemara says in a chayo, it means there is no way for the behemoth to live, even with therapy being applied. Therapy being applied. But then it's in a chayav. But if with therapy it is chayav, only even with therapy it's in a chayav, then it's a treipo. But if it's in a chayav without therapy being given, but with therapy being given, it is chayav, then it's not treipo. There's the Rambam's line. So the Nitziv says that the Rambam Shite is not like that. The Rambam Shite is when the Gemara says that treipo in a chayav, so then it means that it's in a chayo when the behavior is left alone. But with therapy being applied, then it can be chayo. But there are two kinds of treife. There is one kind of treife that is based upon the Alocha L'Meshi Sinai. And there is another kind of treife. So that kind of treife that is based upon the Alocha L'Meshi Sinai, so it's a treife because the Alocha L'Meshi Sinai declares it as a treife. It has one of the Yitches Makis. That's all. No questions. Chayo, no chayo. So one of them says chayo. Chayo. Even without medical aid. And the other one of them says ain't a chayo, so it's only simen, it's only a statistical fact. And it only, even as a statistical fact, it means ain't a chayo without therapy being applied. But with therapy, so it can live, but it's a treifa anyway, even if you did apply therapy and it was cured. So it's still a treifa, because it's based upon Alocha L'Meshi Sinai. And then there is another Alocha, that if a behemoth has such an organic defect, that it must be fatal, and it's impossible for the behemoth to live, even with all the cures and all the medical attention and all the medical aid by the best doctors being given, so it still has to die. So then it's also treifa, even though it's not mentioned in the Yitches Treifes of the Alocha L'Meshi Sinai. As a matter of fact, the Rambam mentions one treifa that is not mentioned in the Mishnah and the Braisim anymore. The Torah is chelek on the Rambam. Now the Mishnah says, the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalet says, Nitol lechi atachte. So it's kshel. In other words, in the behemoth there are two jaws. There is the lower jaw and the upper jaw. So if the lower jaw was removed from the behemoth, it's kshel. How about the upper jaw? If the upper jaw was removed, if the lechi or elyon was removed, the Mishnah doesn't say. The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara doesn't say. So the Rambam mentions Nitol lechi elyon as a treifa, even though that is not mentioned explicitly in the Gemara. Now the Rambam, in Perik Ches Milchei Shechita Alocha Chof Gimel, lechi elyon shenitol treifa, aval nitol atachtein, kigen shenig mamad mikim asimonim, v'lo inekru harei zemuteres. So the Rambam says, Lechir Elyin Shemitah Treif, Perik Ches Alocha Chof Gimel. But Nitla Tachtin is a Mishnah Mefareshes, is Kshel. Now, look here in the case of Mishnah. Hatur Tamal Rabbein, Shekin Kosa, Vichil Heisif Al Treif Es Yeish. Vein Li Dagdek, Midhich Shabit Tachtin, Michlal De Belyin Treifo, De Ligubi Yitzrich Lashmin Afal Gav, So the Torah is chelek on the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam mentions an additional treifa that is not mentioned in the Gemara. That is nital lechi elyon. Nital lechi elyon. The Torah says v'chilehis v'al treifes, and the Rambam himself in Perek Yudalev says that if a behemoth is heavy makor, then all the doctors say that it's fatal. So then you cannot declare it as treifa, because the Gemara says, Chalhesi va treifes, we cannot be meisif on the treifes of Chazal. So why is the Rambam himself meisif on the treifes of Chazal? That's the assumption by the two against the Rambam. And the two is chelek on the Rambam. And he says that nital lechi elyon is also kshel, because the Gemara doesn't mention, we cannot mention any new treifes. If we could, so we should add cancer also as a treifa. So he says, V'chach milunil hikshalem. The chach milunil they wrote to the Rambam, Vishol Rabbeinu, the Himo Shinit Lechi, Relian Tripo, Vonabani Yesenu, Shamana Rayimaze, Voyo, Voyamir Rabbeinu, Kishayim Nikolach, Atachti, Kosha Ribus Ashinon, Aval Pishinir Kiko, Vikosh Lechi, Vishim Lechi, so that's the Chibus Rambam, the Moshe Rambam. Me Toma Hasimonim Bilechi Atachti, Nashitochish Niko, Dash Hasimonim Punimain, Beniker Achaych, Bin Awashi. אבל המספר צריך שולך יתחת עם רוחי קרבי ותחצבו שבשיחי הסימונים וזה הלך יתחת עם המנד להיפרי פרחיים שסחילה ופיכך המפצל שולך יתחת עם רוף ההרבי היא שיינו ממהירו בשסחילה ומזה נשמת בו מהרבי מראי בני אודם לא היא בשסחילה בלבד ובשסעפיות ואם ירזרו במהירו ירזר ואם לאו לא ירזר אף למית לה מפצל והוא יום מסחי אבל לך יואלין קבוע הוא ויחיתם הקבוע בי הוא נשמע סבוח החי הנכנסת לריב דרך הריה עם הנשימו שתיקונס מן הפה ואיסי הלך לאלין כמו יגג ומכניס הקונה עד שלתיקונס נשמע סרוח ויקור לריה ויום מוסר החי גם שני לוחיה או שני הנובים אדומים תלויים בסיף החייך מלמיילו כנגד פי הקונה ומכי זה נברו כדי שיהיה רוח שתיקונס מן הפה ואיזה הכנוס הרוח לריה טיפ גם מבוס הזה תחילו ואף על פי שנשתנס בסיף הפה מחכים תיקונס לריה ואם ינותי הולך לאליה יבד הקה ונמצא פי הקונה מגולה לאוויר ומיד תיקונס הרוח בכל נשימו נשימו נראו הייתי the upper jaw will be removed from the behemo behemo. Same thing will apply to a human being too. So the breathing, the proper breathing, the normal breathing will be so interfered that the behemoth will be, it will be impossible for the behemoth to survive. So the male is a trait. But the question is, we are not supposed to be basic on the teeth. So the Rambam mentions the medical reason. Fine. We can understand the medical reason. In other words, that means that if the upper jaw will be completely removed from the behemoth, so the windpipe will be exposed. And if the windpipe will be exposed, so it will be impossible for the behemoth to breathe normally. So mainly it will be fatal. It will not be able to continue living for a long time. Oh, she says, Ve'in locho, mi she'in komeo chayo, yeisa mize, umipnei ze monu nitil aslech yatachtein, So the Rambam says, the Kesemishna doesn't mention the whole Losh. There are a few more sentences in the Jewish Rambam. And the Rambam says, and you ask a very strong Kashi against me, but we are not supposed to be Meisiv. So that's a very strong Kashi. But as the Rambam says, I'm not Meisiv, all the Treifes, Shemun Chachonim. Because the fact that the Mishnah emphasizes, Nita Lechi Atachtei, why doesn't the Mishnah say Nita Lechi? So that would include Lechi Atachten and Lechi Ali. It says Nita Lechi Atachten. So it's Mashma Dafke Nita Lechi Atachten is Ksheiro. Thus implying Nita Lechi Ali is Treifo. Why is Lechi Ali Treifo? Because it's in Chai. So we see from the Rambam that there are two Alochas of Treifos. One aloha of treifa is grounded, is based completely upon the aloha of Mishnah Sinai. That's the Yitres treifas. Yitres treifas aloha of Mishnah Sinai. So one of the Yitres treifas is Nikwa Reo, one is Nikwa Dakin, one is Nikwa Hakeres. Yitres treifas. Nikwa Palev, Ribes Chole, that's Yitres treifas. So these Yitres treifas are treifas because of the aloha of Mishnah Sinai. The aloha of Mishnah Sinai declares that they are treifas. Whether it's fatal or not fatal, it's not important, Talpini. And even though there is a machlekes tanoim with a chayo or ein chayo, that's only a statistical fact. And even the statistical fact of ein chayo, it only means without therapy. But with therapy, there is no such statistical fact that it cannot survive. In other words, if a behemoth has a perforated lung and it's left alone, no medicine is applied to her, no therapy, it cannot survive her. But if the behemoth is treated, so then it can survive. So, but anyway, the chayo in the chayo is only a statistical fact. It's not, it doesn't affect the shem treif. In other words, suppose there will be a shinateba. So, if there will be a shinateba, some melee, Some, so it will still be a trefo, because the chayo or ein chayo is only a statistical fact. That's one aloch of trefes. Then there's another aloch of trefes. The tefi beibo is afflicted with such an organic defect, on account of which it must die, and no cure can possibly take place. No cure can possibly take place. So there, it is certainly a type. In other words, suppose the heart was taken out from the baby. The heart was taken out from the baby. Or both lungs were taken out from the baby. And it can still live. I mean, certain forms of life. I mean, say the lungs. So if we say that the termination of breathing is, it constitutes death, then it's not child. So then it will be the veil, not only trefo. But let's say the heart is taken out, and it can still continue breathing for a few minutes. So we wouldn't say that it's not a trefo, even without our halachic mishnah. It would be a trefo because there is another halacha that if a behemoth is afflicted with that kind of imako, that makes it necessarily fatal without any possibility of a cure. So there it is a trefo. Now, where did the Rambam get both halachas? So the Rambam spells it out in Hilchos Macholos Asos. Now, turn to the Rambam. It's very important. Rambam in Perek Dalet Melachos Macholos Asos. Halacha Vav. Hoechel kazayis mitzav behemo yichayo oev teirim shenitrifu. Leik, shenema uposo baso ne trefo yisachemu la kelef tashvichenis. Trefo amura beteiro zu shetofu yisachayo saya. Ki nari binome vachayo tzebehem. Vichenev shetor api seifa teiris ki ginei tzuchayi tzebehem. Ve'ata yochle ima shetofu yiso v'imiso yiso shimei tzuhari nivelo. Umal imiso machmas atzmo yiko misayev imiso yishobra avi v'imiso v'imidaber lishashenitrifo v'lemeiso. Vi matrifo shalom eisa asuro yochelim bozei vigorarak vi biragli oi biznovei oi biozli vi roda fodom vi tzilim pi vi oser shari nitraf tam vrima obosom asode trifo lakel tashtu reisi achi yase isi boso horu yo kele holo madito shatrifo amuro beteiro ishe tofo isi chayesaya vi shomro isi Vinotolomus vadayne meiso. It doesn't mean that if a lion just cut with its claws, it cut the behemo, so the male is trefo. It all depends whether the lion injected its full venom into the system of the behemo or not. So in other words, so not every time when a behemo is seized by a lion, do we say it's a trefo? But we have to be chayshish. We don't know. So suppose we see there are no red marks on the skin of the behemoth and the whole organism. So then it's definitely a riot that it was just a superficial grabbing, a superficial seizure by the lion. That's all. So it's not a trefo. But once a lion claws a behemoth, so then we have to be chayshish. We have to anticipate the possibility. Maybe it injected its venom into the whole system of the behemoth, and the behemoth is safe almost without any cure. So he says, so holomanito shatrefo amura batero hishetofo yisechaya sayar vishokro yisi vinotolomus vadayu emeso afal pishekinim vishokto kinim shetomus, even though it's safe almost, but it might take 10 minutes, maybe even 10 hours, maybe even a whole month until he dies. But as long as it's neta lomus, it will necessarily die because of this mako, because of the venom that was injected into the system of the behemoth by the lion. So it's venom. So what do we see from Rosh Rambam? Does it appear that the Rambam talks of the neta lomus as if it had been a statistical fact? After all, he defines the trefo, what So, Holomanito Shatribo Amuro Bateo, he should talk for his Haya Sayar, we shop for his Vinotolomus, Vadain Vimeso, Avopi, Shekidim, Vishoch, Tokim, Shetomus, Hariza, Asuro, Mishim Trevo, Hoyu Viev, Shetichia, Mimako, Zuabor, Ninzis Lomat, Shatero, Swahameso, Viam Velo, Viosra Hanitolomus, Machmas Makasel. So he says, Viosra Nitolomus. Does it appear that the Rambam considers the Natal Omus as a statistical, unimportant fact, just a coincidence? No, he says we also are Natal Omus. So in other words, the Rambam, in defining Bosov Asod Etreivo is a Chayv, what does it mean, Bosov Asod Etreivo? A behemoth that was clawed by a lion to such an extent that it injected its venom into the system of the behemoth in such a way that it's Natal Omus, that's Treifa. So that's the essence of Treifa. So it's not a statistical fact. So we see, Viosra Natal Omus Machas Makisel, Viavo Pishadai Mimesu, Via Treifa, Uchishayim Shomitachai Bimiso Bimiso Machmasatsmo, Benche Nofu Meso, Benche Honkwache Meso, Benche Doso Sohayo Vogoso, Kachli Tachoid Natal Omus, Benche Tokoso Hayo Vishofoso, בין שנופלו מנהגג ונשתבו ונפצר ניסאו, בין שנופלו ונשחס ואיבראו, בין שזוהג בחץ ונוקף ליבו ואירי אוסו, בין שבו לא חילי מחמס עצמו ונוקף ליבו או אירי אוסו, או שיבר נפצר ניסאו וחיי עצבן, חוי ובני תלומוס מכל מוקים הרי זו טריפו. בין שאו יאגיר מבליפוס ובדום, בין שאו יאבילי שמיים, אם כן לא מנמה, בתירו טריפו דיברה קוצר בהילה שמולתים הקיימו איתו עושה ירלו איסו שנטריפו בסודר אבל אם נטריפו בחוצר איתו עושה הולמד איתו שנקוסו מדבר על הלילה ואין ינקוסו if someone could make a mistake in הלוכה זיין and חס and say maybe according to the Rambam the Natal Omus is not an essential fact, it's only a statistical fact, so but after taking notice of הלוכה תס one couldn't make such a mistake ואין ינקוסו שענית לא מוסמך לסמך יסאו, ואי אפשר לא להכניס. אי אפשר. What do you mean אי אפשר? אי אפשר because there are no doctors in the city, or because the doctors have little medical knowledge, because they are not progressive enough. No. It means ואי אפשר לא להכניס מח לסמך יסאו. There is no possibility of a cure. Sometimes when a lion claws scissors in the hemo, and it injects its venom and breaks everything in the system, so then there is no possibility of a cure. So then it is a treifa. So that's one halacha treifa. Without recourse to halacha mishum sinai. Without recourse to halacha mishum sinai. So then you ask, so, but a behemoth suffers from terminal cancer. All the doctors say that there isn't a chance in a million that the behemoth will survive. The answer is there isn't a chance in a million because our knowledge is limited. But there is a cure, but we don't know the cure. So it's not a treifa. It's not a treifa. So this is what Ram says. V'yin ha-kosev sh'anite, lomus machmas, makiseo v'yef sh'lo lichyes, machmas makosu asuro, mikan omu chachomim, זה הכלל, כל שאין קומיו חיו טריפו וביום חשחיתי יסבויר איזה חילה איזה איזה טריפו ואיזה חילה אין איזה איזה טריפו. Now, this is the Rambam פרק דלת מחסור אסורס. So the Rambam פרק דלת מחסור אסורס doesn't talk of all the יתרס טריפס, just talks of דרוסו. Not every דרוסו. There might sometimes an ari is there as a behemo, but it does not inject all its venom to such an extent that it makes the behemoth fatal. So then it's not a treifa. But if the ari clawed the behemoth in such a way that the behemoth becomes a natal omus in such a way that there is no possibility of a cure, so then it is a treifa on the basis of the fact that it's natal omus. What? 1 second, please let me finish it. Now let's see what the Rambam says in Perikei Nuchashri. כבר ביארנו בלכס מיסורים החולס שהטריפו האמורה בתאירו היא עלי תלומוס ולנמה הטריפו שדיברה כוסף והיד כי שטורפו הערי וחיי צבא וישומרו ועדיין לא ימייסו ויישום חלויים אחרים. So here he reiterates the din of treife that he discussed in Perek Dalet Machasvah Hashves. That treife is based upon an etalamus. It's based upon an etalamus. V'yeishom chaloyim achir im yerlo techoshik treifo v'heim haloch l'meishim sina u'shmedim ne treifes lemo l'meishim sina v'eilu heim druso, nekuvo, chaseiro, nitulo, psuko, kruo, nifulo, shvon אף על פי שכל הלוך למשי מסיני, הויל ואין לך בפירוש בתאירו לדרוסו החמיר בו, וכל סופי כשהסתפק בדרוסו עושה, הוא שורש שיבו מנטרי וסיש בין סווי כמטורי, כמו שיסבור. All right, that Rambam itself requires an explanation, so there is a very long one in Mishnah, because from the Lashon Rambam, superficially it appears that Rambam is saying that only Sofik Truso is Asuro, whereas Sofik Shmuro, Sofik Netulo, Sofik Haseiro is Kero. So the Magnishna says that there are all kinds of sages. But anyway, the Rambam says that there is a certain chimer that applies, that attaches to Truso, that does not apply to the other treifes. What does it mean? So it means there are two treifes. The Rambam, Truso, the Rambam calls that kind of a behemoth that was so broken by the lion, that was so shattered by the lion, that it stayed almost without the cure, without the possibility of a cure. The possibility of a cure. In other words, according to science, there couldn't be a cure. It's not that the doctors are limited in their knowledge, but according to science, the behavior was so shattered by the lion that scientifically, there couldn't be a cure. So in such a case, it's a treifa because of later ones. That's truso. And then there are other treifas that are based upon halacha l'meishim sinai. So there are eight categories that are based upon halacha l'meishim sinai. Now, but the Gemara mentions ein chayo in respect to all treifas, not after in respect to truso, but in respect to all treifas. The answer is, there is a basic distinction between the Nechayo of short treifes, according to Mandoma, Eino Chayo, and the Rabban Paschas like that Mandoma, and the Eino Chayo of Druso. Because the Eino Chayo of Druso, first of all, it means it's an essential fact. This is the thing that makes it the treifo. And there Eino Chayo means, even with all the therapy being administered, it's still Eino Chayo. Then it becomes a treifo. That's why the Rambam passed this, that little lechi oelye. So he's a no chayo, I'm sorry, little lechi oelye is treifo, even though it's not included in the yutches treifes of Aloch l'Mishim Sinai. That's why the Mishnah doesn't spell it out together with all the other yutches treifes. Because little lechi oelye is not included in the Yutres Reifes of Aloch L'Mishim Sinai. But the Rambam has another Aloch of Boso Basone Treifo Mesechemu, the Pshutish Omitro. That means a behemoth that was clawed by a lion to such an extent that the whole organism of the behemoth was shattered by the lion in such a way that the behemoth is not alone without the possibility of a cure. So, it doesn't have to be dafke done by lion. Let's say the lechi oelyon was removed. So if the lechi oelyon is removed, so then the windpipe is exposed to all the elements of nature. So then the breathing, no normal breathing, can take place. So then it's also metalomus. So it's also the same thing. That's not this. So Nikol Echaelian is not the treifa of the Aloch L'Mishim Sinai. In the treifas of the Aloch L'Mishim Sinai, we only have Yutres treifas. That's all. Yutres treifas. No more. The Rambam breaks it up into 70 because, you know, it's a question of classification. In other words, it's 18 and it's 70 if you want to spell it out, you know. So the Rambam breaks it up into seven mitreifes. Right, that's not important. So it's the mitreifes, treifes, tawacha mishnah. But any other makor that makes the behavior in itomomus without a cure, without the possibility of a cure, is also a treif on the basis of the pshitish mikro of posav asode treifes achim. So nitolach elie is not spelled out, but we have a cloud. Why? Because if a certain makor makes the behemo into little omus, then the chachomim should mention it. Chachomim should mention it. So he says it is mentioned by implication. It is mentioned because when the Mishnah says nitolach yatachte. So it does imply, but it's not spelled out in the first missionary treifes, because the first missionary treifes only spells out those treifes that are included, that are based upon the Alochal Mishnah Sinai. But Nitolecha is not based upon the Alochal Mishnah Sinai, but upon the fact that it's later on. Now, So there are two differences between Druso and the other treifes according to the Rambam. Between Druso and the other treifes, Druso could be included in the Alocha Mishnah Sinai also, but apart from the fact that Druso, it is included in the Alocha Mishnah Sinai, but apart from the fact that it is included in the Alocha Mishnah Sinai, so Druso, a real Druso, where the lion clawed the behemoth in such a way that it shattered the whole system, and the behemoth became a neutralomus, so then it is a trade for apart from the Loch Lamishim Sinai, but because it's a neutralomus. So the neutralomus is an essential fact, and it's the basis of the trade for. And not only, and what does neutralomus mean? That even with therapy being administered, it is still a neutralomus. Then the other treifa, which is based upon Alocha Mishnah Sinai, upon the fact that it has one of the Yudches Makes, that the Alocha Mishnah Sinai declares the behemo as a treifa, so that is only a statistical coincidental fact, the inachayo. And even as a accidental fact, it only means inachayo without therapy being administered. But with therapy, it can live. So a behemo with perforated intestine, a perforated woman, might live with the proper therapy being administered. So Menele, this is what Mitziv says, what the Ramban's Rai is no Rai according to the Ramban. Because here, what happened? Someone asked Rav Abbe that an injured kidney should also be included among the treifes. So he says, we cannot be Mason. An injured kidney is not mentioned in the tres treifes. So, mimele, it cannot be included in the treifes. But, so they ask Rav Abbe, but we see that a certain hunter, every time he hits the behemoth, the chayor, in the kidney, he dies immediately. So the reason is, because nothing is done to the behemoth. But suppose the proper treatment would be administered to the behemoth, to the chayor that is hit in the kidney, so then the behemoth would live. So the melee, because if no therapy would be possible, even on a theoretical level, if no therapy, even on a theoretical level, could be applied, so then it would be a trade for not on the Alocha Mishnah Sinai, heck not, but on the basis of Nitalomus. There are two kinds of treifes, according to the Rambam. Now, and that we have to say, according to the two also. Now we have to say, from the Rambam Shita, from the Gemara, we can deduce a very important medical proposition. Now, doctors are trying to put in a kidney transplant. A kidney transplant. Now, nipla akloyes is not treifa. Not only if one kidney is removed from the vein. One kidney being removed from the hemo, so all doctors know it. Everybody knows that a person can live a normal span of life with one kidney being removed. But suppose both kidneys are removed, so the person couldn't live very long. Couldn't live. So maybe we should say, he should ask Kikashi, according to the Rambam, as the Tzif explains the Shittas Rambam, that according to the Rambam, that there are two traits, two categories of traits. There is one category of traits. There is one type of trait. There is one type of trait that is based upon the Halacha of Shemini Sinai, and that has nothing to do with being able to survive or not being able to survive. Even though we say in a chayot, that's only a statistical, accidental fact, and it means without fault. So, and then there is another type of trait that is based upon the natal moves. Now, nitlaklo is kshel, so we cannot ask. How is it kshayor? But after all, why is it less of a trefor than a perforated lung? Perforated lung is a trefor, and if both kidneys are removed from the behemoth, it's not a trefor. But we know that the behemoth from whom the both kidneys were removed has less of a chance to survive than the behemoth with a perforated lung. The answer is a perforated lung or a perforated woman or intestines is included in the Halacha of Mishneh Sinai, Mitras Treifes. So it's a treifer. But Nitlak Lois is not included in Mitras Treifes, so it's not a treifer. But according to the Rambam, there is another type of treifer, of natal omus. Everybody knows that if both kidneys are removed, it cannot survive very long. It cannot survive very long. So, what answer would the Rambam give? So the Rambam should have said, just as Nitl Lechi Oeli. Just as Nitl Lechi Oeli. So, is it ready for? Why? Because if it's Nitl Lechi Oeli and the windpipe is exposed, so then there couldn't be any normal breathing. Even with all the therapy in the world. So when it lacloy is also, the answer is, so what answer can we give according to the Rambam? Why doesn't the Rambam mention nitlacloy as a trefor? Not in the sug of trefor Halacha Mishneh Sinai of Yitras Treifes. But because of nitlamus, everybody knows that neither a behemoth nor a human being could survive very long without even a single kidney. The answer is, well, doctors try it. An artificial kidney. And I think according to the latest statistics, so many were able to live for 2 years as a result of an artificial kidney being transplanted. So Mele, apparently according to the Rambam, when we say that the behemo is a trefor on the basis of natal omus, not only, now that's another question, not only if the behavior